Geek Radio Daily for not Monday, February 17th, 2015. All the geek without the wait. And hey, look, they said snow and it finally freaking happened.
Snow
canceled everything just here where we are. The Richmond, Virginia area, where we don't get this kind of snow normally, so of course we're not prepared for it. Just everything just closes. It's a ghost town.
It's nice.
You could hear, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly whistling. Hi there. We're the folks from over at geekradiodaily.com, Facebook, Twitter. You can find us all those places. Who knows where we are? We're always up to something. Craziness. Other people bringing it to you today, the guy who was super excited about Mysticon when he heard we're definitely going, it's Saucy.
I know, right?
Hi, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Your penmanship is atrocious.
That has nothing to do with this podcast. What happened, yo?
1817, a street in Baltimore became the first to be lit with gas from America's first gas company.
Before that, it was just torches walking the streets. 1870, Esther Morris was appointed the first woman judge, not female, woman judge in America. That's the way it was written. I want to make sure I space.
Right, yeah. Right. 1878, the first telephone exchange in San Francisco opened with 18 phones.
1897, the PTA forerunner, the National Congress of Mothers, was established in D.C. by Patty Hearst's great-grandmother. That's kind of weird.
1909, Geronimo, the legendary Apache warrior chief, died of old age at 80 years old.
1913, the first minimum wage law in the U.S. took effect in Oregon.
1933, the first issue of Newsweek magazine was published.
1934, America's first high school driver's education course was introduced in State College, Pennsylvania. High school in State College, Pennsylvania.
1947, the Voice of America began broadcasting to the Soviet Union.
1984, the Supreme Court ruled that it's legal for individuals to videotape TV shows for personal, non-commercial use. It went to the Supreme Court.
1969, Bob Dylan and Johnny Cash recorded an album that was never released.
That's weird. 1992, Jeffrey Dahmer was sentenced to life in prison. Good times. Good times.
2006, a massive mudslide occurred in southern Layat, Philippines. The official death toll was set to 1,126.
I'm still stuck in 1992 because more than 50 fans were injured in a stampede at a New Kids on the Block concert in Seoul, South Korea. One person died. Okay. Donnie, I'm telling you, it was all about the Donnie. Birthdays?
Sasha Peters is 19. Allison on Pretty Little Liars.
Bonnie Wright, 24. Jenny Weasley in the Harry Potter films, 24. Huh.
Ed Sheeran is 23. British singer.
Oh, yeah. No. Court Overstreet is 26. Sam Evans on Glee.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt is 34. Tommy Solomon on Third Rock from the Sun.
Jason Ritter is 35. Ethan Hawes in The Class. Sean in The Event. He was in Jason versus Freddy.
Kelly Carlson is 39. Kimberly Henry on Nip Tuck.
I always want to say Kelly Clarkson when I see her name.
Right.
Jerry O'Connell is 41. Vern from Stand By Me. Laird on Carpoolers. Frank and Jerry Maguire. Sliders. All kinds. My mind's exploding.
Denise Richards is 44. Kelly Van Ryan in Wild Things.
Dominic Purcell is 45. Lincoln Burrows on Prison Break and Drake and Blade Trinity.
Tuesday Night is 46. Kristen Parker in A Nightmare on Elm Street 4.
The Dream Master. Michael Jordan is 53 years old, won 6 championships as the Chicago Bulls. North Carolina Tar Heels. Yeah, the man came from... Sorry. I was there when it all happened. I was there.
Richard Karn is 59. Al Border... Borland on Home Improvement.
Can't believe you missed Lou Diamond Phillips, who's 53. Richie Valens in La Bamba. Damn it, he was in Young Guns.
Renee Russo is 61. She was Laura in Lethal Weapon 3 and 4.
Patricia Morrow is 71. Rita on Peyton Place.
Christina Pickles is 80. Judy Geller on Friends.
Buck Trent, 77. The man who invented the electric banjo.
Hal Holbrook is 90. Abraham Lincoln on Lincoln.
It's also Barney Miller. It's Barney Miller, dude. No longer with us, born this date, 1937, Mary Ann Mobley. She was Manny McKinney Drummond in Different Strokes. She was a former Miss America. She was on stuff, all kinds of things that was on TV.
Tonight on ABC, new episodes of Fresh Off the Boat and Sergeant Carter. I did it again.
You did it again. Sergeant Carter. CBS with a new NCIS New Orleans and person of interest.
On NBC, Parks and Recreation and Marry Me.
Fox has got MasterChef Junior, New Girl, and Mindy Project.
The Flash and Supernatural on the CW.
Yes. ABC Family, Pretty Isn't the Point, on a new Pretty Little Liars with a birthday girl and Switched at Birth.
Animal Planet showing Northwood's Law.
AMC American Movie Classics, Casino Royale, not the David Niven one.
Amish Mafia on Discovery Channel.
BET has a new episode of Book of Negroes as well as Being Mary Jane on this evening. I kid you not.
Police Academy 2 on CMT.
Pretty good one. Bravo, Rule 92. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time on Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce.
Master and Commander on Encore.
Comedy Central with new episodes of Tosh.0 and The Kroll Show.
Dodgeball on FXM.
FX Zero Dark 30, followed by a new episode of Justified.
Bogus on HBO.
FXX Simpsons from season 16, Homer warns of the apocalypse on its way. Good times had by all.
Gamer on IFC.
Sci-Fi Channel, new episode of Face Off and Troy, Street Magic.
Hotel Rwanda on Showtime.
BBC America, Next Generation Marathon from season 7, about the midway point through the season, so a lot of good times there.
Reruns of Black Sails on Stars.
Turner Classic Movies, Psycho will be
sweet,
on tonight.
Sweet. On the Travel Channel, SI, The Making of Swimsuit 2015.
Look, TNT, it's a new Rizzoli and Isles. USA has the dog show, but we're watching Nickelodeon because a teenage boy finds a way to juggle his jam-packed summer schedule when he accidentally clones himself. Tonight, Jace Norman stars in Splitting Adam. Ha ha! Zoo, because it's not a... All right. So yes, we do. Check the mailbox there. We do have something. Do go see The Kingsman. It's a mix of God Bless America, Old Bond, New Bond, Austin Powers, and even a nod to Get Smart. That's from Ryan. You know, that does look like a good movie. It's something I really would like to see, especially at a matinee. It'd be fantastic. If you'd like to drop us a movie review, please do. It's podcast Billy Flynn, Flinstress, Saucy, all at geekradiodaily.com. Your Not Monday episode wrapping up in just a bit.
Then who? The spiders?
Well, Harry, it looks like you have your fellowship.
This is why I hate having partners or kids with me.
It sort of tickles. I want to go home.
Definitely that way.
Then how did I get this bite mark?
That's all part of the eating process.
Eddie, no!
My name is Harry Strange.
Listen to the Harry Strange radio drama Sunday nights at 10 p.m. on KSUL Radio.
Hi, my name is Joanne Kelly, and you are listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed, you are back with us on a Not Monday, which means if you can walk over to the store, then you can potentially buy yourself some new movies to be watching on this fine, fine evening.
Sir!
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
Nope, but I know that you do, so let's take a peek at them, see what we got, see what you can get today. What's out?
Season 4 of Game of Thrones.
Nice, right?
Right.
Right. Birdman is out today. Michael Keaton's fantastic. All right. I really, really want to see this, but I'm prepared for it to be a little overhyped.
Yeah. Also, The Theory of Everything.
I want to see as well.
Yeah.
St. Vincent is out for all of you religious action fans.
The Interview is coming out.
Gets its official.
It does. Did you notice what they're selling it for?
I did not.
$10.
Really?
Yep.
That's a shame. I wanted to push a button. Dumb and Dumber 2 Electric Boogaloo will be out this fine day, so you can see, what happens.
The Scooby-Doo Moon Monster Madness is coming out, and I swear the creature in it
was
crafted off of an alien.
It is absolutely a xenomorph. It is absolutely a xenomorph. VHS Viral, the latest in the series of short anthologies put together, and if it's like the others, half of them will be really good and half of them won't.
Doctor Who Last Christmas.
Oh, the one that we just saw. Okay.
Yeah,
remember,
yeah.
Okay.
With Santa Claus.
Life Itself, the documentary about Roger Ebert, is out today. That's going to be moving and weird.
The Homesman. It's a Western kind of sorta with Tommy Lee Jones. I'm not really digging it by the description, but who knows, maybe.
Also out today, the complete collection of the Jumanji cartoon. Did you realize they had done a Jumanji cartoon?
No, I knew they did. Really? I wonder if they have it on Amazon.
We're going to find that out. But if we're getting anything today, it's going to be the story of four beautiful women who attend a fetish convention, hoping to make some easy money, but find themselves thrown into a dark underworld of obsession and murder. When a deformed, sadistic killer sets his sights on a quartet, their friendships and personal limits will be torn apart as they struggle to survive as the most brutal weekend of their lives. It's a darker 50 Shades. It's Bill Orbisett Jr., starring in The Fetish.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Get a cash in while you can. Geek News! Take a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So, George R.R. Martin, we love you, but God damn it, do we hate you sometimes. So, part of the fun thing about having read the books is all the enjoyment you get watching the HBO series.
Right, right.
And watching people react to who dies at any moment in time.
True enough.
Well, now book readers are going to get to feel the same way. In the upcoming season, characters will die who are still alive in the books as of the books that are out now, because the series, as we discussed before, is going to pass the books.
So they're going their own way with it.
That, or this is what he's got notes on in his writing, but now everybody's in the dark. Everybody. You know what that means? Winter is coming.
Dang. So X-rays have been around for long enough to not worry about how dangerous they are.
Yeah, nothing.
You know, you go to the doctor, you get an X-ray, you don't mind having to wear a vest.
Lois Lane doesn't have cancer.
Out of lead.
I remember the comic books about that.
Well, now they're changing X-rays. Of course, not to make them any more or less healthy for you, but to be able to see inside bacterias and stuff. So right now you see kind of like an echo or a shadow of what's going on inside of you. Well, now you can see like stuff inside of the stuff.
The innards?
The innards.
The innards.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So we talked about the Wheel of Time pilot, the TV show that randomly was on at 1:30 in the morning on FXX on a Sunday night, just catching us all by surprise. Turns out, here's why. The people who own the rights, Red Eagle, they licensed the rights to Wheel of Time back in 2004. They've paid like over $500,000 to keep renewing the rights to it. And of course, ever since this little show called Game of Thrones took off, it's become an interesting property to have. In fact, they almost got it to Sony for them to do a movie, but the rights reverted back to them. And now, for no particular reason, there's a lawsuit where these guys are suing the widow of Robert Jordan, the man who wrote the Wheel of Time series, over things being said and accusations of who owns the rights to what. This is becoming a crazy complicated story, and this is going to take much longer than Game of Thrones, so we need it straightened the hell out and got on with, please.
So you may know Robert Kirkman from The Walking Dead, the comics, and the TV series. He's working on another show right now called Outcast.
Outcast.
And the story is going to be about Kyle Burns. He is a guy who has witnessed demonic possessions throughout his lifetime. And the comic's going to follow him on his quest to find out why the dark forces plague him so much. It looks like it's going to be on Cinemax, so they're going to be able to get around a lot of the restraints they had from doing The Walking Dead. I don't know.
Constantine, which this kind of sounds like it wants to be, but on cable. Damn it, that's an interesting look. That could be a fun story.
It might be.
Okay, you can't always see even when you have your lenses that you need, and the ability to be able to see. You know. We've tried things. We have magnifications. We have things of this nature to enhance a photo. So it is about time that someone came up with the telescopic contact lens. It has a little telescope, if you will. That is what is on it. It can show you up to increase 2.8 times what the actual viewing area is. So for people with viewing problems who wear contacts, this could be interesting. Although the picture they show is very creepy looking because it's this clear thing with like this metal ring around like what the iris would be. It looks like something out of the $6 million Man, like some of the bad creepy special effects that kind of traumatized you when you were about 14. Maybe younger, depending on how old you are. Me, I'm much, much, much younger than that. GRD is licensed with Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, non-derivative works, United States 3.0 license. Make sure you come by and check us out on Facebook, on Twitter, over at the forums at geekradiodaily.com. Please drop us a note. Movie suggestions, movie recaps. Talk to us about anything. We'll listen. That's what we're here for. Drop a note, podcast, Billy Flynn, Flinster, Saucy, all at geekradiodaily.com. Don't forget to check out the latest weekly episode 240, even though we have a repost of 239 with Tim due to an iTunes issue. Your chance to win yourself a prize by voting in the Oscars / Razzie voting competition thing, whatever the hell it's called. Stay warm, stay safe, and we'll see you.
This has been the saddest excuse for entertainment I've ever seen.
I thought it was piss wrapped in poo.